Following Proposal 137 through the Board of Fish proceedings was a lot like trying to change a tire on a moving car. Originally, the proposal was worded mainly to establish bag limits for the sport sector on all species which currently have none, but it soon became known as the Sablefish Proposal. The commercial longline fishery in Chatham Strait is a limited-entry permit fishery. In 2008, the quota was divided between 96 permit holders. Linda Bankin, director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, says quota for sablefish in Chatham Strait is 1.5 million pounds, but continues to decrease.
In there, the biomass, the abundance trend is down, and the assessment scientists haven't seen any recruitment, so there aren't young fish coming in to support the population, either offshore or inshore for sablefish. Offshore, the quota has been reduced 52%. Since 1994. Inside, the quota has been reduced 68% to protect stocks.
I consider it irresponsible to not manage this stock carefully because of its interconnection with other stocks in the region.
Cleo Brylinski is the Fish and Game Groundfish Project Leader for Southeast Alaska. She says sablefish in Chatham Strait and in federal fisheries offshore, as well as Canadian waters, are all part of the same northern stock. She sets the quota for the Equal Shares commercial fishery based on stock assessments. Brylinski says after talking to people at the Board of Fish meeting and listening to public testimony and talking to fishermen, there does appear to be a developing fishery in black cod among the sport sector.
So I realize as a manager, in order to be responsible, I need to make a deduction that's more realistic for what is likely caught in the sport catch before I release the quota to the commercial fisheries.
While most sport-guided anglers say they don't target the rich, oily fish, black cod is becoming popular among clients of remote lodges or on charter boats that use electric reels. Electric reels are legal sport fishing gear, but because of concern by enforcement and commercial users, another proposal was introduced to ban their use. That proposal was tabled until the 2010 Fish Board meeting in Anchorage. Bob Chadwick, Regional Management Coordinator for ADF&G Sport Division, told the board that creel samples are only conducted in larger towns, not near remote lodges, and they only reflect a sample of sport bycatch.
Just to reiterate, the sport fish harvest of black cod is not known. We do not know what it is.
Even members who believed there needed to be a bag limit could not agree on what that number should be. Mel Morris said he did not want to come back in 3 years and have everyone upset about a resource that was no longer available.
I just feel that the two-bag limit still provides for opportunity, but it's got to be opportunity that's within the framework of the resource.
Initially, the board voted for a higher daily bag limit of 4, possession of 8, and an annual limit of 12 sablefish. Opponents of that vote refused to let it stand. Alpha's Linda Bankin said it was way too liberal and the long-term impact would be devastating.
A 12-fish annual limit for sablefish in the guided sport fishery could allow that fleet, if only 10% of the anglers in Southeast took that annual limit, to take 1 million pounds. So in effect, over the next couple years, they could completely displace the commercial fishery.
As the night progressed, the issue came up one last time, but not before two of the board members walked out. Bill Brown stormed out of the meeting, and Bonnie Williams left at about the same time. Brown and Williams had been the most vocal opponents of a reduced annual limit. The remaining 5 members voted to reconsider the proposal, and in the last action of the evening, voted to establish possession limits of 2 daily, 4 in possession, and an annual limit of 8 for sport-caught sablefish. Residents still have unrestricted access to the fishery through subsistence and personal use. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.